Here is a man who knows a thing or two about smoking and vaping. He's Michael Dean from the Freedom Teens. Hello, Michael. He who has not put his headphones on yet, apparently.
Michael Dean. Radio, Michael W. Dean.
Okay, I was worried you butt dialed us or something like that. Hello, Michael.
No. Hey, no, my butt is not sitting on my computer keyboard. Just usually making it sure. Is, but it's not. No. Hey, man. Yeah, vaping will kill you, and I'm here to tell you why.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Hear my voice, okay? That's yeah. Vaping.
It's vaping.
First of all, when I criticize vaping as possibly not entirely 100% safe, liberty people and vaping people jump on me with violent responses in text, screaming at me,
saying I'm lying.
Like, people are religious about this stuff because it's really cool. Vaping's fun and it's probably safer than cigarettes. And people have convinced themselves that anyone who criticizes it, even if they have anecdotal, you know, self, like how it harmed me information, people think I'm part of the system that's trying to outlaw it. I want to say right up front, I think vaping should be available freely next to heroin and assault rifles in vending machines.
Okay.
I'm not for banning anything.
I think they had that at Pork Fest this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And they had BIPCOT licenses in there too.
So wait a minute. Tell us a little more. I mean, you obviously don't
my
sound,
history. You want
yeah,
my
you don't
quick
sound
history.
Great for our listeners who don't know. You're the host of one of the hosts, the variety of hosts of Freedom Fiends, which is another great syndicated talk show.
That he's basically the CEO of it. He's the organizer of it. At this
I am
point.
Now. I used to be the co-host, but I have my throat has been so thrashed.
Yeah.
I haven't called in you guys either. I mean, it's to the point where, like, my health is so bad, partially from vaping, that, you know, like an hour of talking and I go into an asthma fit for a day, you know?
From vaping. So you were also a smoker.
From vaping. Okay, here's my really quick history. Had mild asthma as a kid. After puberty, it got a lot less. Like, that happens a lot. Like, you have it when you're a kid, and then, you know, after puberty, it's like you don't really have a problem with it. And I carried around one of those, like, over-the-counter, you know, inhalers, yeah. the whatchamacallit, Primatene Mist, and used that, like, a couple times a week. Chain smoked for 30 years, from 18 to 38. I smoked, like, 2 packs of cigarettes a day average for 10 years. I smoked 60-pack years.
Wow, that's
called.
A lot of smoking.
18 to 38 is 20 years, yeah.
Which is enough, 30 years times 2 packs, basically. It was, you know, like a pack a day the first decade, 2 packs a day the second decade, 3 packs a day the third decade.
Oh, my
Which is enough to give you lung cancer. I mean, literally, like, it's amazing I don't have it, and I don't have it. So, like, 4 years ago, pretty much, I quit smoking and started vaping. Felt better and chain vaped. I mean, I was probably vaping the nicotine equivalent of 5 packs of cigarettes a day. And that's one of the dangers of it, is that since it doesn't bother your lungs as much, it's possible to do it more. You know,
and some people do.
All right. Stand by. I want to continue the discussion with Michael Dean, who is saying that he believes the vaping contributed to his current deleterious health status. You can join us here toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on vaping? And it seems pretty clear to me that it is not as dangerous as smoking, and I'm pretty sure almost everybody who's ever done it would probably agree with that. Even Michael Dean, who's on the line with us here, and we're going to bring him back from the Freedom Fiends, is acknowledging that it is likely safer than smoking, but he also says that it contributed to a very nasty health situation that nearly killed him very recently. So back to Michael W. Dean. So you smoked a lot of cigarettes for several decades, for at least 3 decades of your life.
Yeah.
You changed it up a few years ago, you said about 4 years ago, to
4 years ago
vaping. Yeah. And you started to vape more nicotine in a day.
That's one of the dangers. Yeah, one of the dangers is it enabled me to literally just be sucking on this stuff 24/7. I was chain smoking before, but I was doing it more with stronger nicotine vape and bringing more nicotine into my body. But it wasn't just the nicotine that bothered me. I mean, nicotine is a stimulant. I can handle it. I love nicotine and caffeine. They're my only drugs. And I just, you know, I can take a lot of them. My heart's pretty strong. But so when I quit smoking, I felt healthy. That's the point. Now, I think I'm one of the early like patient zero of something that's going to come up a lot in the coming years. And I really hate how when I bring this up anywhere on social networking, people I don't know who are vaping Nazi religious nuts jump down my throat and act like I'm part of the man, because I'm not trying to outlaw this. I'm just trying to give personal experience. I mean, like Mark said, human life would not have evolved in a glycerin-based atmosphere. We are not meant to breathe in anything except oxygen, you know, or air. So after 3.5 years of smoking and stuff, this January, all of a sudden, my lung health failed to the point where, like, I felt like I was drowning. I couldn't walk 30 feet. I couldn't haul the garbage cans out to the street. You know, I was just pretty, I've been a pretty strong, healthy guy for you know, everything I've done in my life up until that point, and my health just failed. And I went to a pulmonologist. And I've been seeing her since, but she didn't really do it for me. So I'm seeing a better pulmonologist starting last week, who I'm really psyched about. But it's not exaggerating saying life-threatening. Like, I've had several life-threatening situations. I've been in the hospital twice. I have coughed so hard, I've passed out and broken my nose.
Yeah.
I've coughed so hard, I broke a rib, which I didn't even know was possible, man. That blew my mind. But, you know, this is partially from vaping. Now, when I got off vaping, they had to put me on an oxygen tank 24/7 and have a service come by with tanks and deliver this thing that's called an oxygen concentrator that pulls it out of the air, because I wasn't getting, you can measure it. There's a thing that goes on your finger. If you're below 90%, you are starving for oxygen. And I was at like 85%, which is like, you feel like your head is underwater, like you're being waterboarded.
Is that because your lungs were coated with vape residue?
Exactly. It took 2 months of coughing constantly to get enough of that out there to where I didn't have to be on oxygen 24/7. And
oh my God. Are you on at nighttime? Are you still on oxygen right now?
Not all the time, but as needed. And I'm probably going to have to go on CPAP too, which, because I probably have, which may be unrelated. Well, it's
that?
Not to be confused with CPAC, which is the conservative pack. CPAP is the, it's if you have sleep apnea, which means, like, you know, you stop breathing for 5 or 10 seconds sometimes when you're sleeping.
Yeah, got it.
Which I have, but it could be unrelated. But a lot of people have that. Also, you know, it's like if you're overweight, that tends to happen too. And I am overweight, but it's largely because the past few years, like, my health has kind of been failing in the background and I haven't noticed it. And I haven't been able to exercise. Like, I'd get on the exercise thing and, like, do it for a couple of weeks, and then I'd get sick. And, you know, it's because of asthma and smoking and vaping related things. Now,
speaking of being overweight, I can tell you I have never been at I ceased being size 32 about the time I quit smoking, and I haven't gotten back.
Really?
And I don't believe I'm ever going to get back. I mean, it's that I'm that far gone from it. What about weight gains? I mean, it's been, what, 4 months from you for you?
For me, well, I'm actually really gained a bunch of weight because they put me on prednisone, which is over the. Do you know what prednisone?
Don't have anything. It's a steroid. Nothing you can offer in this. Then apparently,
yeah. But, you know, I mean, I used to be like skinny as Derek J when I was his age, but then again, I was shooting heroin and doing sit-ups. You know?
All right, so but you're doing better now. It sounds like, I mean, at least a little bit, right? Like,
it's hopeful. It's hopeful, but it's like, you know, I mean, I a lot of times I have to sleep like sitting up in a recliner. I can't lie down on a bed because after 2 hours I'm choking and coughing from like fluid in my lungs. There's a lot of issues and a lot of things at stake here, but it is life threatening. I want to say, like, you know, like my advice for the youngins is, like, don't act like vaping is water. You know, it's not safe. It's probably less safe. It's probably less dangerous than cigarettes if you don't do more nicotine and vape than you did cigarettes. But if you chain vape this stuff in a few years, you're probably going to regret it. And it's probably I was in denial about it. I was like, oh, it's not doing, you know, and just like all of a sudden it got to the point of like critical mass to where I just overnight, it just hit me. And I've been to two pulmonologist experts on lung disease, and they're like, both of them are like, yep, you have asthma. You have something called status asthmaticus, which is like a form of asthma that, like, you know, people get from working in asbestos mines and stuff. It does not respond to asthma inhalers. So, like, the stuff that normally deals with anybody with asthma, the form of extreme asthma I have does not. Is not evil. You know, like, I do not an inhaler helping. And it doesn't
help.
How
much of that is cigarettes and how much of it is?
Nobody knows.
There's no way to know.
There's no way to know.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll find out. It'll be interesting to see, you know, there are certain people, Dale Everett's one of them from Flaming Freedom, one of the former hosts of Flaming Freedom. He actually never smoked cigarettes. And when he started vaping,
Mark's advice. If you smoke, go to vaping. If you go to vaping, quit.
Yeah, well, that's what we've seen some people do. That is to sort of whittle down their nicotine intake with the vape, because you can cut down the amount of milliliters worth of nicotine in each bottle that you're getting for the
refill.
But
he's right. Some people go to just essentially, they take the oral fixation aspect of it and go whole hog.
They get
these
crazy
things
with it,
that look like lightsabers.
They're cool, man. Yeah. I mean, they're a lot more fun than cigarettes. You know, like you said, like they don't smoke up the whole house.
I think everything about them is better than cigarettes, but I think it's, you know, your case is certainly instructive, and thank you, Michael, for your call, and I hope you feel better sooner rather than later. I know you're looking better. You had an injury due to a fall recently, and you're looking nice in comparison to what you were just a couple weeks ago. So healing, it's good. Congrats, and talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends at freedomfiends.com.